And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in the Granite State. This evening, Muslims in New Hampshire and across the globe celebrate Eid al-Fitr. The holiday marks the end of Ramadan, Islam's holy month of fasting. And HPR's Lila Goldstein attended a recent fast-breaking meal in Manchester.
I don't know if you're staying here for iftar, but I really would love to invite you. This is my iftar, so you're like officially in.
That's Iman Naji Amrani, in total party planner mode. She wears a pink dress and a matching pink headscarf.
Put on the other side, on the fridge.
Every night for the month of Ramadan, families at the Manchester Mosque take turns cooking for the iftar. That's the evening meal where Muslims break their fast each night during Ramadan. Tonight's Naji Amrani's night to cook. Focused and firm, she tells a group of teenage helpers where food should go and hurries to get everything done before sunset.
No, we're not going to do that. We're just going to do good.
We're in a second floor space of a mini mall, which currently houses the New Hampshire Islamic Society. The glass doors open onto the men's side. A wooden partition cuts the room in half, with women praying on the other side. Blue carpets line the front of the room for prayer, with tables for food at the back. The room begins to fill up with people. Naji Amrani is originally from Morocco, but she's been part of this mosque since 2004.
I've been here for a while, so everybody know me. The kids know me very well here.
And today she's got plenty of kids helping out, including her daughter.
I'm Layla, and this is my iftar, and I'm gonna be serving the food with my mom. And she even got samosa, I didn't know that.
Indian samosas. While Naji Amrani cooked several traditional Moroccan dishes, she also brought Indian and Pakistani specialties, as well as
chicken nuggets and spaghetti and meatballs for kids. You know, I have a lot of friends from different countries, and I want to make sure that everybody's happy. It's a mosaic of flavors and languages and cultures, and that's what makes it so special here.
Several women say that most of the people at this mosque are Pakistani or Indian, but there are also people from Sudan, Indonesia, and Egypt, with a range of cuisines represented at events like these. As more people trickle in, Naji Amrani lays out bowls of dates and cups of water. Helpers deliver trays of food to the men's side. Then comes the call to prayer, just after sunset. It's the fourth of five daily prayers. The women break their fast with dates and water, then take off their shoes and pray in rows on the carpets. Small children play and chatter at the back. Then, after fasting since sunrise, everyone can dig in.
Do you want some fruit? Oh, just give her a plate.
A row of women lift lids to reveal a feast of Moroccan kebab and tagine, a beef dish with prunes, Indian chicken biryani, and Somali spiced tea with milk. After going through the line, people sit down on the floor to eat and chat about what they prepared on their night. Suvada Arnautovitz has been a part of this mosque for about 10 years.
My husband's Moroccan and I'm Bosnian, so we did Bosnian, Moroccan, American, Pakistani.
She says that although the community is diverse, food is the biggest difference she finds between people here.
Islam-wise, everything's the same. Like, we pray the same, we fast the same, you know. I don't see many differences. Just the food.
People start to finish eating. They clean up and head out. But Naji Amrani is just sitting down with her food.
So how do you think it went?
The iftar, amazing. Can't you see everybody's laughing and having fun? I just need to eat now. I'm sorry. I finally get to meet my plate.
After a long night of nervous energy, of making sure everybody is happy, Naji Amrani can finally sit down and enjoy her iftar dinner. For NHPR News, I'm Lila Goldstein.